Welcome in, Bleed Tech Blue Radio Game Day Podcast. I'm Ben Carlisle, publisher, BleedTechBlue.com. Here we are, another week, Louisiana Tech getting set for Conference USA action. Bulldogs 3-1, 1-0 in Conference USA play after a 43-31 victory over Florida International last Friday night inside Joe Ie Stadium. Bulldogs will travel to Houston for tonight's matchup at Rice. Rice enters the contest 0-4 and 0-0 in Conference USA play. Just looking at a couple of things entering this game, head coach Skip Holtz in his seventh year as the head coach at Louisiana Tech will be looking for his 50th win as the head coach of the Bulldogs. Right now, Holtz sits at 49-34 overall. Those 49 wins are good for third most in Louisiana Tech's history. Just to highlight a few things, in last week's victory over Florida International, Louisiana Tech was able to pile up 565 total yards offensively. The Bulldogs now lead Conference USA averaging 455 yards per game. Bulldogs are also averaging 28 points per game. In the win last week, Tech had 290 yards through the air, 275 yards on the ground, 141 of those yards coming from Justin Henderson, career high for the junior tailback, who also added three touchdowns. Bailey Hale, I want to congratulate the Bulldog kicker, went 5 of 5. Also connected on 4 extra points in the win as well. Set a Louisiana Tech record with 19 total points in the win, earning himself Conference USA Special Teams Player of the Week. Since the rough week at Texas, the opening week, Hale has hit his last 7 field goals. So certainly a credit to him for bouncing back in such a positive way. But let's go ahead and let's jump into this Rice team. You know, you look at Mike Bloomgren in just his second year as the head coach at Rice. Obviously, some tough sledding. Team goes 2-11 a year ago, 0-4 to start this year, 2-5 in his first 17 games. And it's been some tough sledding early on for Rice. You know, you look at some of the opponents that they've played, Army. They've played Wake Forest. They've played Baylor. They've played Texas. So not the easiest non-conference schedule by any means. You could argue that it's probably been one of the top 10 toughest schedules in the country. So, what to expect? Does Rice have a little bit more confidence coming in this game, knowing that they're not facing an opponent that is so good? When you look at, Louisiana Tech, they're not going to overpower you. They're not going to make you fear them on paper. So Rice has to be feeling a little bit more confident in that aspect. But I think when you look at the two teams, it's pretty clear Tech is head and shoulders more talented than this Rice team. And so, we've seen throughout the week, is this a trap game? Is this a game that Tech could possibly be overlooking Rice? And I don't see it. Like, Tech's the better team, and I'll gladly eat my words if Tech loses. But, Tech's a 9-point road favorite. I think the over-under's 49. But Tech has to go down to Houston and really set the tone early on. The offense has to continue to click for the Bulldogs and take advantage of a Rice team that, they rank dead last, or 128th in the country, averaging 268 yards per game offensively. They're scoring only 13.5 points a game. That's dead last nationally. So they're really struggling offensively, and Tech has to be able to take advantage of that defensively. So looking at this Rice team offensively, last week they were out without both of their offensive tackles, Clay Servin and Justin Gooseberry. Gooseberry's a graduate transfer, where Servin's a redshirt freshman. Both of those guys should be back this week. Wiley Green, the redshirt freshman quarterback, returned last week in Rice's 21-13 loss against Baylor. Green's a redshirt freshman, has obviously started the year at quarterback. I think he'll make his third start of the year, or maybe his fourth start of the year, tomorrow night against the Bulldogs. You'll also see Tom Stewart at quarterback. Stewart's a graduate transfer from Harvard. So both of those guys are talented players. You know, you look at some of Stewart's numbers. He actually leads the team with 414 yards passed and 3 touchdowns. I know Green has yet to connect on a touchdown this year. So neither guy is not going to beat you necessarily from the quarterback position, but that's why it makes it all the more important why Tech is able to slow down Rice's run game led by Aston Walter. You know, you look at Walter only averaging 3.2 yards a carry, but he's got 56 carries through 4 games, so he's averaging 14 carries a game. He's got 181 yards on the year. They're really going to try to pound him. You know, he's a smaller back, 5'8", 209 pounds, can run it up between the tackles. So Tech's going to have to figure out a way to slow down that run game and force Green and Stewart to beat them at the quarterback position. Now, what will we see? You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about Bowling Green and how they were going to run a lot of 2 and 3 tight end sets. Now, everything that you watch on film from Rice is they're not afraid to spread it out offensively, but you're going to see a lot of I formation. You'll see some sets where just a fullback's in the backfield. They're really going to mix it up. They're going to give you every possible look offensively. So that'll be just another thing for Bob Diaco to adjust defensively for the Bulldogs. And then at the receiver position, the two go-to guys on the outside are Trammell and Rosner. Rosner's a big 6'5 transfer, or a junior college transfer, a big target on the outside. Trammell's a kid that we've seen for a couple years now. He can get down the field, so you have to really keep him in front of you and not allow him to beat you over the top. But really the big key for Tech is they have to figure out a way to slow down the Rice run game, get them in some third and longs to where they're not quite as comfortable. Defensively, looking at the Owls, you know, they've been a little bit better defensively. You know, they're scoring defense. They're giving up 31 points a game. But when you've played the likes of Texas, you've played Baylor, you know, you've played Wake Forest as an explosive offensive as well, that's a little bit more understandable. But defensively, they're going to run a 3-4 scheme similar to Tech. One thing that really sticks out on paper is the nose tackle, Javonte Hubbard, 6'2", 250 pounds, so not the biggest guy inside. And hopefully Tech's able to run it up in there with Justin Henderson and kind of wear that Rice defensive front down. We've seen in the past couple of weeks where Tech's offensive line, especially with Bowling Green, had some issues with smaller, quicker defensive linemen. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle Hubbard up front. You look at the linebackers when you talk about Ekpe, Chamberlain, Aldridge, and Montero, all four of those guys. You got two juniors when you talk about Ekpe and Aldridge, and then two sophomores when you talk about Montero and Chamberlain. Those are young guys, guys that haven't played a ton of football, but they're playing some really good football this year. Ekpe's been bringing some good pressure off the edge. Aldridge leads the team in tackles. And so Tech's going to have to do a good job at really containing the linebackers, because that's the strength of this defense. Now, looking at the secondary, I think this is where Tech's got an opportunity to make some plays in the passing game. The two corners, Bird and Thornton. Bird's a redshirt freshman. Thornton's just a sophomore. So both those guys don't have a tremendous amount of experience. I think they've given up quite a few big plays this year. So it'll be interesting to see if those corners can stay with Graham and Hardy and slow those two guys down, or, you know, Tech could have a real field day offensively. But that's really looking at, you know, offensively and defensively for Rice. And, you know, like I said, Tech's a 9-point favorite in this game. And none of what, right, when you look at Rice on paper, really jumps off the page and really scares you. But anytime you're traveling to an 0-4 team, granted, like I said earlier, Tech's clearly more talented, it still scares you that you're overlooking them. The good thing about this game, what is Tech looking forward to? They have, you know, a bye week next week, so they should go down to Rice and really give Rice their best effort Saturday night before they jump into a bye week before facing off with UMass in 2 weeks. Now, keys to this game for me, offensively, I think the big key for Tech is continue getting Jamar Smith involved in the run game. We saw it last week, you know, 10 carries, 63 yards. It's been quite a while since we've seen him have that sort of impact on the ground. He really seems to feed off, you know, when he takes a shot early in the game, when he's able to get some contact, I think he really feeds off of that, kind of gets him going, and really peaks up his confidence a little bit, and hopefully he can continue throwing the ball with the accuracy that he has. You know, 68%, 277 yards a game. So, you know, there's been no issues in the passing game. And, you know, I think if Tech does get him involved in the run game, that's going to allow them to have that success on the ground, to have some of that balance that we saw a week ago. And I thought Coach Holtz did a nice job last week of going to more of a pistol look, allowing his offensive line to really push downhill and take advantage of some of their strengths up front. And I hope that we continue to see it this week, because that could be something that Tech's really found on the ground. Now, defensively, the big thing for Tech in this one, and we don't know what kind of impact he's going to make, but the grad transfer Kevin Murphy will make his first career appearance for the Bulldogs. He transferred in from UConn. He was obviously recruited to UConn by former head coach and current Tech defensive coordinator Bob Diaco. Murphy's been nursing a foot injury throughout fall camp and through the first four games of the year. He'll play some defensive end, some nose tackle, some defensive tackle. 6'2", 305 pounds, obviously still working himself back into game shape. I think this is another game where you'll see a lot of four-man fronts for the Bulldogs, and it'll be interesting. I think the big issue that Tech's had throughout the first four games of the year is they haven't been able to get any pressure with their front three or front four. Those guys have to do a better job of getting pressure without forcing Diaco to bring a blitz. And, you know, with them not getting a ton of pressure up front, it's really made the secondary vulnerable. It's just too difficult for those guys back there. When you talk about Amik and Legarius Sneed, you can even talk about Michael Sam, B.J. Williamson, Darrell Lewis. It's just too difficult to cover for 4 or 5 seconds on every snap, and it ends up being, you know, ends up giving opposing offenses field day. And we saw that last week. Florida International's quarterback Morgan had all day to throw, piles up 394 yards. But I don't think we're going to see that type of quarterback play this week from Rice. We're obviously not going to see those type of athletes on the outside, but Tech has to figure out a way to get some pressure up front with the front four and cause some havoc on the quarterback to help out their secondary. But, you know, nonetheless, I'm excited for this game. It's a big opportunity for Tech to win their fourth consecutive game, continue rolling the momentum in the right direction. You know, Tech and North Texas are right now, they're tied atop the West Division at 1-0. After North Texas's 45-3 win last week at UTSA, and you know, North Texas jumps out of conference play this week, so Tech can pick up a little bit of a half-game lead. And you know, it's never too early, I don't feel like, to talk about some of the conference races, because every game does matter, and especially, you know, Tech has to take care of a lesser opponent like Rice. So that's our preview for this week. Looks like Louisiana Tech is clearly the favorite on paper, but they don't play the games on paper, and Tech has to be sure to go to Rice this weekend as 9-point favorites and take care of business. And we certainly appreciate you listening to the Louisiana Tech Game Day podcast. As always, you can join us at BleedTechBlue.com. It's only $9.95 a month. We get you prepared each and every week. Got some new film breakdowns this week, so be sure to join us, BleedTechBlue.com. I'm your publisher, Ben Carlisle. We'll see you next week. We'll see you.